You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, the Bay Area got a taste of what our new fire season could look like. Big fires and big blackouts. And it's not over yet. Pacific Gas and Electric is now warning that new precautionary power shutoffs could take place later this week for parts of the North Bay. And the utility is in the news almost every day, whether it's shutoffs, bankruptcy proceedings, or proposals for a public takeover. J.D. Morris is the San Francisco Chronicle's energy reporter, and he's been covering these stories nonstop for the past year. KALW's Angela Johnston spoke with Morris at the Chronicle about what he's paying attention to after a particularly busy year.
So you've been covering PG&E for a while now. What are you paying attention to this month post fires and as we reach the end of this year?
Well, there's a lot going on right now. One big thing, of course, is just kind of the aftermath of the huge power outages that affected millions of people in California last month. Also, the Kincaid Fire, we don't know for sure whether or not it was caused by PG&E. We do know some PG&E equipment malfunctioned right at the time and place where the fire started. There are ongoing regulatory proceedings following up on the blackouts. The California Public Utilities Commission is really trying to crack down and improve PG&E's performance going forward. And of course, a big thing on my mind is, you know, we haven't had any rain. We haven't had sustained rainfall in California since like May. And this is about the time of year when it's, this is exactly the time of year actually, when it is supposed to start raining. So I wake up every morning and I check the weather forecast because until the rain really arrives, if fast winds come in from the east, we're going to see more power outages from PG&E and possibly more fires caused by anything. And that really concerns me. And then the last thing is just everything that's going on with the bankruptcy and related to that, this question of what is PG&E going to look like going forward? You've got a bunch of mayors and county officials that are saying they want to turn PG&E into a cooperative, like the credit union kind of thing, a nonprofit owned by the members. You've got the city of San Francisco saying it wants to take over the local wires and substations here in the city and really go for a government-run utility. So there are those kind of structural questions surrounding PG&E, and I want to see how that plays out.
One question that I think's come up for a lot of people is, say a co-op were to take over, say San Francisco were to take over some of the lines and equipment, would that solve a lot of the problems, or would they be faced with a lot of the same problems that, PG&E is faced with now?
Short answer is I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But I do think that it's reasonable to say that changing the ownership does not immediately fix the system. The proponents of public model, co-op model, say that they would have a better incentive to serve their customers better because they don't have shareholders and, you know, really focus on serving their customers more. I think PG&E would disagree with that vehemently. And you're also right. Like, there are still billions and billions of dollars needed to make the electric grid more resilient and able to withstand the kind of weather conditions that we're experiencing that are starting these very dangerous fires, and someone has to pay for that.
What are PG&E's resources to actually do those improvements if at the same time they're going through bankruptcy?
Well, we're still paying them rates, and they're still they are doing a lot of this work right now. I want to be clear about that. This year alone, I think they're spending like upward of $2 billion on like fire prevention stuff to their system. So they're doing a lot of work, and that is funded already.
Do you know if PG&E is experiencing more malfunctions lately, like power lines exploding, and that's why we're seeing more fires? Or has PG&E always had this level of equipment failure or malfunction, and we've never just noticed it before because the environmental conditions weren't right for the malfunctions to turn into fires?
I mean, definitely, yes, climate change is making fires worse. One spark now can cause much more destruction than it did before. But I will say, you know, power lines starting fires is not a brand new phenomenon by any stretch. Something that does feel to me like it may be more a newer problem for PG&E or one that they were not maybe fully prepared for is their transmission equipment. So in the grid, you have, you know, transmission, which is the big steel towers that it's like the freeways of the system. They carry electricity at high voltages across long distances. And then you have distribution, which is lower voltages, you know, the kind that's bringing power directly into your home. There are a lot more distribution lines than transmission lines. Historically, when utility equipment has caused fires, at least out here, my understanding is that it's been from distribution lines, and that's a vegetation problem. Usually that's a tree branch falling on a power line, or a tree full on, you know, crashing into it in the wind. Or, you know, and I think maybe this is more of a problem down south with like San Diego, but like the wind blowing so fast that it fully knocks down the power line into grass and then a fire starts. With transmission equipment, again, these are big steel tall towers. Vegetation is cleared like very far away from them, and these are really tall structures. So the problem for them is the wind breaking a hook or a cable or something like that, and then the fire starts from there. That was what caused the campfire, and PG&E's fire prevention measures up until that point don't seem to have really taken that possibility into account, at least not enough.
That's San Francisco Chronicle energy reporter J.D. Morris speaking with KALW's energy reporter Angela Johnston.